You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. This week, the FBI and Homeland Security warned that Chinese hackers are trying to break into U.S. companies and health organizations to steal research and intellectual property related to the new coronavirus. And international authorities have been warning for weeks that malicious hackers are stepping up ransomware attacks against hospitals and healthcare providers. That's when they break into networks and hold data hostage until the organizations pay. Let's dig into all of this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been reporting on this from Washington.
Interpol, the U.S. government, Google, Microsoft have all come out and said, you know, there's a lot more attempts to get into hospitals, healthcare networks, drug companies working on a vaccine, all of that to take your data, steal it, or lock it up so you can't get access to it. So it certainly seems like it is a heightened threat. There's more going on.
So about these warnings, do we have a sense of what hackers are trying to get at when they attack these healthcare organizations?
The warnings have not been very specific as to what they're trying to get, but what they say is, you know, be careful if you are a company working on a new technology, a vaccine or testing technology, you should be worried. So it kind of implies that's what the bad guys would naturally be after.
What are the attack methods?
One of them is the software to get somebody in an organization to click the wrong thing. As I've spoken to some cyber analysts, they say, you know, there's a website that looks really similar to that Johns Hopkins global map of the coronavirus that so many of us have clicked on. If you click on the wrong thing there, then the malware kind of gets into your computer. There's also the fake emails, and some of them out there pretend to be from the boss of a company. And then there's tools to kind of get in just by hacking weak spots in a company network. And then there's another one to kind of roam inside the network to see what's there, and another tool to lock up the data. And then you can notify the people at the company, the organization, to say, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. You don't have access to your data anymore. And now you have to pay.
Do we have any sense of whether like these organizations are more or less secure? Are they in any way equipped to sort of deal with this at the same time that they're dealing with a massive public health crisis?
Well, people who have watched this, and I've spoken to one person who actually negotiates on behalf of healthcare organizations and hospitals when they get hacked in this way. And what they describe is many hospitals in general, they don't have the latest version of software. A lot of hospitals and diagnostic machines are running on Windows XP, and they have a lot of people coming in and out, and they're just crazy busy right now, even though the authorities say, well, you don't want to pay the ransom because you're rewarding bad behavior. Well, if you have lives to save, you might be a little bit more inclined to pay, even if you're not supposed to.
That's Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.